This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Here come the Hawks, the Mighty.
842. My friend John McDonough invented the sports convention, the professional team convention. Only mistake he made, Dev Edden, is he didn't license it. He didn't say, I'm going to put a copyright, a patent, and a trademark on this sucker.
It's never too late.
I don't think you can. It's a concept, oh, right? Yeah. You probably can't.
Yeah, I don't know.
But John is owed, we did the math on this, John is owed $100 gazillion from the rest of professional sports based on
told you
just this.
Has he told you the story of when he told Harry Carey his idea of the Cubs convention and Harry's reaction?
Well, let's ask him right now. Ladies and gentlemen, John McDonough joins us. What did Harry say?
I basically told Harry that this was going to be a cocktail party with about 12 to 15,000 people, and he came in from Palm Springs, California, and he said, count me in.
Now, if you said it's a party without cocktails, does he get on the plane?
I'm not so sure, but he was on board from the beginning. Good morning, guys.
How are
you,
my friend? Nice to talk to you again. And can you believe it's 11?
Yeah, it's gone pretty fast. I think the combination between the Cubs and the Blackhawks, it's in the 30s. You know, I might go the intellectual property route. Maybe Chuck Sundy can help me out on that and figure out if there's some royalties that are going to come due.
No kidding. And the rest of the NHL, I think, thought you were nuts. I pass that rumor along, but thought you were nuts when you started doing stuff like this. And I think every team in the league does it now, don't they?
I think a lot of them do. It comes down to, you know, their ability to for the players to attend. You know, there's home practice on players, and virtually every player on our current roster and many of the former great players show up. So if you don't have the commitment and the participation from the players, you don't have an event. But, you know, our guys are almost 100% on board, and it's a chance essentially for them to convene to celebrate everything's good and their allegiance to the Blackhawks, which is terrific.
You know, I know it just happened, so maybe it's too close to the event, but is Chris Chelios going to be available?
Yeah, he is. He'll be there. What an interesting recent chapter for Chris coming back to the Blackhawks, and we're excited. He'll be coming home. He's going to be moving back to Chicago, I think, in the near future to be a little bit closer to his mom, but this had been in the works for a while, and we talked to the folks with the Red Wings, Chris Illich and some other people, and they were very cooperative on this, and it's something that that we think it's the right time. You know, Chris is a three-time Stanley Cup champion, three-time Norris trophy winner, many, many years. I think he was an 11-time All-Star. He is a warrior. He brings that warrior mentality, so we think he'll be a good fit in our draft. It will be interesting.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Hold on one second.
He's joining the show Friday at 9:10.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, okay. Well, I did want to follow up on that because he is a guy who was such a popular player, and he owns so many important numbers, if not records, in Blackhawks history. I mean, I would think, John, wouldn't you anticipate a very warm reception for him, despite the little blip there when he was in that other place for a few years?
With the wrong jersey on?
Yeah, that one.
You know, I would, Dave. You know, however, I remember when we had the night form at the United Center, and it would probably be generous to say that it was lukewarm. And Chris and I talked about that a bit, and I think that, at one point he had pretty much proclaimed that he was going to be a Blackhawk forever, and he never wanted to leave, and he didn't want to play for certain franchises, and circumstances changed, and he got traded. And But I think it'll be primarily positive. You know, I had a chance to talk to at the draft about Chelios coming on board with Joel, with Scotty Bowman. Joel coached against him. Scotty coached him. And they said, you couldn't find a better guy, a better example for our players. So it's great to have him with us.
Yeah, and that's the thing about the ambassador's role. It's great for the fans, but there's a lot of hockey knowledge there that you tap into all the time.
Yeah, they do, and I think between Tony and he imparts a lot of his knowledge and wisdom, Tony Esposito, to Corey Crawford and our other goaltenders over the years, and certainly Dennis Savard has a great relationship with a lot of our current guys, and I think they're all in awe of Bobby Hull. So this will be a good fit, and certainly Stan Mikita, who is in many regards one of the greatest players, if not the, in Hawks history.
All right, go ahead.
John, you are known as a sports marketing genius. You've had such success.
He's a genius on all levels.
For what you did with the Chicago Cubs, of course, and the Blackhawks, it's what helps, of course, the Blackhawks with the Stanley Cups and the success you've had on the ice. When you're in a situation where you're coming off a losing season, as a marketer, as somebody who is trying to whip up the fan base and keep that keep the loyalty, but also keep that vibe, that energy, how do you go about doing that?
You know, Justin, that's a good question. You know, the reality is we won 3 Stanley Cups in 9 years. That's really difficult. And the salary cap is the great equalizer because you have a finite amount of money to spend on your roster, and you have to pay your star players the requisite amount that they deserve as they've taken the promised land 3 times. We have 4 players on our rosters, maybe 5, that are mortal locks to go in the Hall of Fame. Right. So, you know, you've got to do your best to surround those star players with other players, with players that are going to complement what their talents are. But it's hard to win. It's hard to win once. I mean, you ask the San Francisco Giants, you ask the Boston Red Sox, the Pittsburgh Penguins, and maybe the outlier could be the San Antonio Spurs and the New England Patriots. But by and large, it's hard to win one. But I think that our fans, you know, they recognize that the bar is so high. The expectations every year are for the Blackhawks to be a playoff team and put ourselves in a position to make a deep run. And that's where we're going to find ourselves again this year.
John, looking at a list of the convention attendees, as always, you have a big group of alumni. Nice to see that Brian Bickle is among the attendees this year. I know everybody's familiar with the struggles he's gone through from a health standpoint. And, of course, he was with another team for a few years, but that's another guy who's, I know, been an important part of your recent past.
We love having Bick around. I think he feels as if he's part of the Blackhawks family, which he certainly is. He played a big role in a few of our Stanley Cup wins, and wonderful family. And you know, the good part about the convention is these players enjoy the camaraderie. They enjoy coming back and seeing each other, and they're not compensated for their appearance. And they recognize that you know, the cement on our pillars they're still with. It's been about 11 years that this group has been together and had some success, but we recognize we have such a long way to go. But to have some of these recent former Stanley Cup champions and players that have had these amazing careers, it's good for them to attend the convention. And certainly we welcome Bickle back with open arms.
I don't remember the last convention that had all these people, Kane, Taze, Crawford, Keith, Chelios, Coach Q, all at once.
A-list, baby. A-list.
Yeah, and I know the convention sells out every year, but you can go to chicagoblackhawks.com/convention for a few last-minute passes that they release.
And we're going to give away a family four-pack right now, John. If you need tickets, let me know. I know a guy.
I would assume you know a few.
Yeah, and we can...
I know the one you really know.
Well, that'd be you, wouldn't it? We can help set that up. All right, so before you go, listen, you're one of the most honest guys I know about the good and the bad and the stuff you're concerned about with the team. So going into this new season, optimistic, cautiously optimistic, where's your head?
No, I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic. We had some variables that we had to deal with, and there are no excuses because every team has injuries. You know, with losing Corey Crawford in December, and then Marian Hossa not being able to play because of his skin condition, and some younger players that we needed to step up, and Alex DeBrincat, which he did, Nick Schmaltz, which he did, the forge forward. We've got some young players that are going to emerge, but I think it's going to be a good opportunity. I'm optimistic, and again, to reiterate, Steve, you know, we making the playoffs is the priority. That's our expectations. And put yourself, you know, as we saw this year with Las Vegas, we could cite many other examples. Put yourself in a position to make that to make a deep run. But no, I'm very optimistic. You know, that Stan Bowman has to be very judicious as to how he goes about sculpting this roster,
sure,
to make sure that we have the right pieces and the right players and the right spots. Adding Brandon Manning and Cam Ward as a backup goalie, and Chris Bennett's a 4-time Stanley Cup champion. I think he's going to add a lot on the ice and off the ice.
I never want summer to end, but there's nothing quite as exciting as another Blackhawk season. We'll have every minute of it for you. Going to be a great convention, John. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.
See you later. John McDonough.